5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't be a stingy little mama. You're about to starve me half to death. Now you could spare a kiss or two. I still got plenty left. Oh, no, no, babe.
No, 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 no.
I ain't asking much to you.
No, 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 no.
You're just a bigger, bigger, bigger hunger. I will just do it.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
And today's show, baby, I'm excited about this, and it's a special show for a special reason.
Right.
We actually were going to do another show this week, and then we read the news, and I said, why don't we do a show about that? And you said, okay.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about, and TL will give you more detail later, but 30 Number Ones.
Right.
It's one of my favorite Elvis albums,
mm-hmm.
and its follow-up album was Second to None.
Right, uh-huh.
Both came out not so long ago,
mm-hmm.
in a galaxy far, far away. But anyway, yeah, these two albums are what we're going to feature today. Hour number one is 30 Number Ones, and then hour number two, the Second to None album we're going to feature.
Okay.
And you're going to give us all the info on these albums, and you're also going to explain why this is a special show today.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, now you know a fellow named Mac Davis. He wrote a couple of big hits for Elvis, more than a couple, three or four different ones.
Mm-hmm.
And two of those were featured on this album, and you're going to hear a little bit of Mac talking about that because it came as a surprise to him.
Okay, sounds
good.
He
had no idea what was going on out there, but he found out shortly when the paycheck started rolling in.
Uh-oh. Surprise.
Yeah. Courtesy of Graceland.com, we're going to share some stats and info today all about the man himself.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about Elvis. It's our weekly Elvis party, celebration, whatever you want to call it. It's about that guy. You know what I mean, baby?
I do.
In fact, here's that guy right now.
Let me ask you this now, Elvis. What do you consider to be the best record that you've made so far?
Don't Be Cruel.
You think that's your best record?
Yes, sir.
You like it better than the rest of them?
I've tried several times to top it, and I haven't been able to so far.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby, cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say I do. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Boomhauer, Dale, get yourself together now. It's time to get on our Blue Suede Connection.
Okay, hey.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Oh, your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never.
That's one of those big songs right there. The Wonder of You by Elvis Presley here on Blue Suede Connection. All right. We told them what the show's about today. 30 number ones, hour number one. Second to none, hour number two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, this was a last minute decision. Let's do a show on this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why, baby. Tell them why.
Absolutely. Well, many years ago, they did that Elvis 30 number one back in 2002. It was a huge hit back then. But recently it has resurfaced and it's coming back onto the Billboard charts again. And we saw on Forbes.com them talking about how Elvis's staying power, how it never diminishes with some great number ones.
Right.
Even, what was a little less conversation hit number one.
Speaking of which, you know, Mac Davis wrote the song A Little Less Conversation for Elvis, and he wrote it. It was actually in the movie Live a Little, Love a Little.
Uh-huh.
Is it Love a Little, Live a Little, or Live
it's
a Little, Love a Little?
You always get that mixed up.
I always get it confused, and I'll do that till the day I die. I will not know. Anyway, so Mac didn't have any idea about this song even being remixed. How he did not know, I could not tell you, but he didn't know. And he also wrote, of course, In the Ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
So in this set right here, you're going to hear Mac explaining his surprise with A Little Less Conversation, and you're going to hear his story about In the Ghetto.
Nice.
He just called up, and he said, hey, congratulations on your hit. I said, what hit? And he said, your Elvis record. And I said, what Elvis record? And he said, A Little Less Conversation. And I said, man, that was 35 years ago or something. He said, no, it's number one in England right now. And I said, you're kidding me. And I didn't know anything at all about it and had no idea. I know that I had seen it in Ocean's 11 in the movie. They used it in there. There it was. And so I thought, well, how could that? I don't understand what's going on. And he said, the remix, it's a remix. I said, I still don't get it. Next thing I know, I started hearing it. I saw the commercial, and one thing led to another. It turned out to be one of the biggest hits I ever had. Always wanted to write a song about it, where a kid is born and he doesn't have parent, a male parent, and he falls in with the wrong people and he dies and there's just another kid comes along and replaces him. It's just a vicious circle. I was sitting in the office one day. I had this little office that Nancy Sinatra had signed me to her publishing company, and long story short, Freddie came over and we were fiddling around and he said, hey, I got this lick that Joe South showed me. And it's really a nice lick, and he played this lick on a guitar and went to and boy, I just heard in the ghetto. I didn't say anything. Went home that night and I sat down with that lick and I started singing in the ghetto. And by about 2 o'clock in the morning, I had written the song. It just wrote itself. You know, as I'm sure you know, people have heard that a million times, but the song does. Once it gets going, it kind of writes itself. And at any rate, that's how it came about. And Elvis was looking for material. They just called and said, you got anything else? Because we're going to go to Memphis and record with Chip's Moman. And all of a sudden, people started talking to me, letting me in the front door.
You remember the first time you heard Elvis's record of it?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about it.
Well, I heard it on the radio, you know, driving down the street, and I heard that. And I remember going, I wish he hadn't have said ghetto. I wish he'd just said in the ghetto. But that lasted about maybe 5 seconds. And then I realized that I had a huge hit. I knew it was going to be a really, really big hit.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. Well, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. Hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
Get a great songwriter.
Yeah.
And then a great singer, amazing singer, the best singer in the world.
And it's a hit forever. Yeah,
absolutely. But by the way, I don't think ghetto would have worked.
Ghetto.
In the ghetto. No, it wouldn't have worked. The toe works better than the dough.
I think he didn't like that he enunciated the t, but I don't get that, why that mattered. It's Elvis. Who cares?
Exactly. All right, folks. It is the 30 number ones you're hearing here in hour number one. So many big hits coming up. We're going to go Crying in the Chapel and go Rocking in the Jailhouse. We're going to Burn Some Love and all kinds of stuff. And you're going to hear from the man himself. All happening right here, right now on
Blue Suede Connection. Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold. Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered?
What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
His most popular hits right there, I would have to say.
Woohoo!
One of his greatest films as well, Jailhouse Rock, right, from 1957. All right, thanks to Graceland.com, we got lots of information. Oof. This is stuff from the pop charts only. This is not counting the country hits and the R&B hits and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
Elvis chart statistics.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis had no less than 149 songs appear on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, baby.
Okay.
Of these, 114 were in the top 40, 40 were in the top 10, and 18 were number ones.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is just in the pop music.
Okay.
More than 90 Elvis Presley records reached the charts, with 10 of them reaching number one.
Yeah.
That's in the albums. Okay, these numbers are strictly for the pop charts and only in the U.S. So there, that's pretty interesting stuff right there. And, of course, Elvis is also a leading artist in the country, R&B, and gospel charts. And his chart success in other countries was mm-hmm. very substantial, according to Graceland.com.
Of course.
So the man just put hit after hit out. It could have been country. It could have been rock and roll. It could have been whatever. Elvis put it out. It was going to be a hit.
I've tried to figure it out. I don't see how they could think that it would contribute to juvenile delinquency. Someone that's only singing and dancing. I don't see that. Because if there's anything I've tried to do, I've tried to live a straight, clean life and not set any kind of a bad example. I will say that there are people that are going to like you and people that don't like you, regardless of what business you're in or what you do. You cannot please everyone.
You saw me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now just a plain and simple child. Where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched and I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel, where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel just to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search and you'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel, get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
Oh, yeah. How does the Wolfman spell rock and roll? E-L-V-I-S, baby.
Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the sense of what we get. Adam told Eve, listen, yeah, to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the sense of what we get. Cotton picking fingers out my curly hair. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the circle will begin. Oh, oh. A hard-headed woman with a thorn in the side of it. Oh, oh. I heard about a king who was doing swell till he started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the circle will begin. When nobody had cry around the clock, I hope you.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the world began.
Yes, I listen to Blue Sweat Connection every Wednesday morning on my favorite radio station, Durham Weston, West Virginia. I would like to play Teddy Bear.
Baby, they let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I want to be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be,
your teddy bear.
baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your daddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, 'cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. I don't want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let it be your teddy bear.
I just want to be your teddy bear.
All right, good stuff right there, Teddy Bear, from the movie Loving You. That was the video scene where Elvis is in his white and red cowboy suit, mm-hmm. tapping his guitar.
I know, good stuff.
Good stuff. Always good stuff here on Blue Suede Connection. You know, baby, you and I have a mission.
Mm-hmm.
When we started doing Blue Suede Connection many years ago,
right.
there was a reason behind it.
Exactly.
And if you go to our Facebook page
mm-hmm.
and just go right there, it's I think the top thing you will read. Our whole mission statement is on
right.
Facebook.
Yeah.
And we want people to know why we do the show, and we need you. We need your help to continue doing what we're doing.
Exactly.
And it all kind of explains itself.
Well, obviously, the mission is to keep Elvis's music free on the radio station.
Right.
That's what our on the dial, basically, is what we call it.
Yeah.
And YouTube,
because
mm-hmm. he is on YouTube. However, YouTube has a licensee agreement with all the music rights, and you have to have so many subscribers in order to partner with that and be able to play some of Elvis's music.
Right.
So if you already play around on YouTube, it only takes a second to type in Blue Suede Connection in the search bar, and it'll come up on YouTube. And if you can subscribe, then you will be participating in that mission.
Right. And this week we're going to start loading up bits from the show,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to hear the music because nope. we can't play it yet.
No music.
Right.
And we said this last week. We did get some people did come
right.
over and do it for us, but not enough.
Elvis deserves all of us. He gave us so much. Let's give back.
Can you, in your own words, Elvis, tell us why you think you are the big success that you are? Is there any one or two things you can point out?
I can't think of anything specific. Just, I mean, the great backing that I've had, my managers and my assistants and all that sort of stuff. I've really done a wonderful job, and my Milton Berle, Steve Allen, the Dorsey Brothers, and all of them have really helped. RCA Victor, everybody's just been really, really helping me. You know?
Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Bring my faithful heart. Tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be old. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal,
beg and steal,
just to feel,
just to feel
your heart. Close to mine,
so close to mine.
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear. Would beg and steal.
He would beg and steal.
Just to feel.
Yes, just to feel
your heart.
ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely, begging on my knees. All I ask is please, please love me. Oh, yeah.
Hello, this is Susan from Fredericksburg, Virginia. I made my blue suede connection. We get all shook up for Elvis.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please. Ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death. When she touches my hand, oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano and it's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
You know, these songs are just timeless, many of
them.
They
are, yep.
Because, you know, Elvis just, he never gets old. He really doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're noticing how great the songs, these songs sound today, you hear that nice, you hear all the little taps on the guitar,
oh, yeah.
And you hear all those little things. It's because they're coming from 30 number ones, and that's why I always rave about this album,
mm-hmm.
because when they put this album out back in 2002, they went back in, they reprocessed all this stuff, they brought out all this sound, they cleaned it up, no hiss, anything, it's just perfect sounding music.
Exactly.
And it's
beautiful.
And that's why this is my favorite album. It's, well, Elvis is Back is my favorite Elvis album of all time.
Yeah, that's original though.
Yeah, but this is my second, I guess, on that list.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your second.
Yeah.
Ooh, that says a lot.
Yeah, well, you're hearing a lot of the 50s stuff here, but you're going to be also getting into the 60s a little bit, and we're going to come back at you with a big one from 1972.
Nice.
And I think you know what song I'm talking about. The one we always say, you've heard it a million times, but it
and
never
it gets
old.
Old, I know.
You
yeah.
guys, if you don't know what I'm talking about, well, stick around, you'll find out. And TL's also going to give us a little more insight into 30 number ones.
Yeah.
Right after this.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
ATL, I hear people are making the connection.
That's the rumor.
But in case you've been living on Mars
or vacationing in Venus,
we've got a show for you.
It's 2 hours of Elvis and fun.
So join the party.
Make the connection.
The Blue Suede connection, that is.
Keep moving on.
I love that song.
I love it, too.
I know you do. All right, baby, we've been talking about lots of things, Elvis, here today, and we're playing the 30 number ones here on our number one of the show. Give us a little bit more information about this particular album, if you would.
All righty. So like we said, released September 24th, 2002. It opened up with a hit right off the bat with a Little Less Conversation remix. It was certified platinum by the RIAA on March 8th, 2018.
Right.
It reached number one in 17 territories around the world, including U.S., U.K., Canada, France, Australia, Brazil, and so forth. 2 weeks it remained in the top 100 out there, and it was certified 7 times platinum in 2023 with a shipment order of 2,100,000 units.
Oh, you gotta love it, don't you?
There are hundreds of thousands of your fans, and they're all probably wondering about your new releases and what your plans are for the immediate future.
I don't know when a new release will be out. You know, my last one, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, is doing okay.
This is one of the biggest smash hits in America today.
Well, it's doing okay. I'll say it's doing okay. And my next one will probably be Hound Dog, the one I've been doing on television a lot. You know, we've had a lot of requests. RCA Victor has had a lot of orders, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
This is Cody Downath, and you are listening to Blue Suede Connection.
Oh, yeah. Don't want a four-leaf clover. Don't want an old horseshoe. Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A to have, a to have, a to hope, a to hope, a to mine. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string. The happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charm, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm, to have, to have, to hope, to hope tonight.
tonight. If I found a lucky penny, I'd toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, come on and be my little good luck charm. You sweet delight, I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. I do have, I do have, I do hope, I do hope tonight.
Hey, TL.
Yeah, Daniel.
What if some of our friends out there listening would love to be on the show and be a part of the show and actually be heard over the airwaves with us? How could they do so?
Well, that's easy. Phone number is 540-227-0514. That's all it takes.
Speaking of Frank Sinatra, there has been some rumor about Nancy Sinatra and yourself. Is there a romance in the making here?
No, sir, I'm afraid not. I only met her in Fort Dix. She gave me a gift from Frank, and it was very brief. I think she's engaged to Tommy Sands. I don't think he would appreciate that.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious. Suspicion in your eyes. Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying. We can't go on together with suspicion.
get closer. The lights are going dim. The sound of your breathing has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor, taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel. You got me in your spell. 100 magic fingers swirling carousel. Let us soon within me. A doctor could prescribe. Your love is doing something that I just can't describe. When I can feel it.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
Trouble had turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Now people there who care a little about me and have all let the poor boy down. Set us at the terminal gate. Sweet and old chariot come down easy, packed into the terminal zone. Touch your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know Fort Virginia died 1-4-10-09. Tell the folks back home this is the promised land. He would send us at the terminal gate. A swing low chariot come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Punch your engine and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, you may know Fort Virginia died 1-4-10-09. Then the folks back home, this is the promised land calling.
That's the title cut from a really good album from the 1970s.
Oh, nice.
Promised Land. There's some great alternate versions of Promised Land, mm-hmm. too, out there.
Oh, yeah.
You can find them on various albums and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to hour number two, everybody, a Blue Suede Connection. We're doing a little celebration show today because Elvis, the 30 number ones, is back on Billboard.
That's right.
Once again, and TL shared all that information with you in hour number one.
Mm-hmm.
So what we thought we'd do, we shared a good percentage of that album on hour number one. I thought, well, they did a sequel.
Yeah.
Second to None, which mm-hmm. came out a few years later, and you're going to give all that information in just a little bit. I thought, well, let's just do hour number two. We'll play songs from the sequel.
Even better.
There you go. Once again, it's a variety. 50s, 60s, and 70s tunes. Stuff that you're going to know, you're going to love. You already know it and love it, but you're going to hear it today.
Mm-hmm.
And appreciate it as much as always on Blue Suede Connection. So we'd like to kick things off with the man himself, give him a little something to say, and here he is. And here's his first big record.
It all started out real quick, like just like that.
Uh-huh, just shooting right up into stardom. Well, come on right into the microphone, buddy, and tell us just where that session was held.
Well, it was held in Memphis, Tennessee, about 3 blocks from my home. It was the recording studio. And I walked in just by accident, and boom.
And there you were, huh? Who were the boys on the session with you?
It was Scotty Moore and Bill Black.
Just a trio making all that music.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. It's all right, Mama, anyway, do. Well, Mama, she done told me, Papa done told me, too. Son, that gal you fooling with, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
My name is Emilio Santoro. I am an Elvis tribute act from the United Kingdom, and I've had an amazing time making my Blue Suede Connection.
I said, take it easy, baby. I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to quit. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing. I'm about to have myself a trip. Bossa Nova, Bossa Nova. I said, hey, little mama, let's sit down and have a drink and dig the band. She said, drink, 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 oh, fiddle-de-dink, I can dance with a drink in my hand. She said, hey, Bossa Nova, baby, keep on working, for this ain't no time to drink. She said, go, Bossa Nova, baby, keep on dancing, cause I ain't got time to think. Bossa Nova. I said, come on, baby, it's hot in here and it's oh so cool outside.
If you lend me a dollar, I can buy some gas and we can go for a little ride. She said, hey, bossa nova, baby, keep on working, for I ain't got time for that. She said, go, bossa nova, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another cat. Bossa nova, bossa nova.
Rocky 2, mm-hmm. The Godfather 2, Jaws 2, The Empire Strikes Back, all sequels. You just can't beat the originals, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think Sony and RCA did a good job, a good attempt to equal 30 number ones with this album, Second to None.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a bad Elvis album. Well, no. Hear 'em, scare 'em soundtrack. Anyway, that being said, give us a little insight into Second to None.
All right. While the 30 number ones hit in 2002, Second to None was October of 2003. It did not do as well, but it still had one previously unreleased recording, I'm Aroused About, which was a really big thing for us fans. We never got to do that. Although not as successful as its predecessor, Second to None made it to the top 10 in at least 9 countries and received certification in several regions. And there's a whole list of them.
Right.
I mean, from anywhere from Argentina to Danish and Dutch and Swedish and Swiss and, of course, UK and US.
Right.
Just goes on and on. So it still did really very well.
Of course, artists would love to have had the success this one had.
Exactly.
Well, you know, the first album had its single release with A Little Less Conversation, which was a remix. Well, of course, they're going to try to do that again with this one. And here it is. Rubberneckin'.
Look and listen, baby. clear, the only thing cooler than a good bonzo flick is a bowl of jelly beans while listening to Blue Suede Connection.
I got a woman, he or she can be. Died of fright, cause she crossed his path last night. I got a woman, mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean as me. Kiss her hard, she proved my lips. Hurts so good, my heart just flips. I got a woman.
Gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with no despair. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing and all those hopes down the drain. Fever, Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. So, viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Don't go away. There's a whole lot of Blue Suede Connection
coming up right after this.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Well, it's hard to be a gambler betting on the number that changes every time. When you think you're gonna win, you think she's giving in. A stranger's all you find. Yeah, it's hard to figure out what she's all about, but she's woman through and through. She's a complicated lady, so call her my baby.
Here's some really good information for you, TL.
Uh-huh, tell me.
It's estimated that more than 1 billion Elvis records have been sold worldwide.
Ooh.
His singles and albums have enjoyed strong sales, baby, across every format, from vinyl to cassette to CD to digital.
Oh, of course.
He is the man. In America alone, Elvis has over 150 different albums and singles that have been certified gold, platinum, or multi-platinum, with more certifications expected as research into his past record sales continues and as current sales continue to rise.
Wow, okay.
So it just doesn't stop. It's estimated that 40% of Elvis records have been sold outside of the U.S.
Ah, he's so big everywhere.
Everywhere. And in fact, if you tour Graceland, you'll see gold and platinum records from awards from all over the world.
Oh, wow, nice.
So he is just that gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, he is. It's amazing, the success of Elvis. And it just continues. Us as fans, we love it.
Yeah.
We love it, love it, love it.
We love it when he's relevant.
All right. You know, in this politically correct world, everybody gets offended by this and offended by that.
Yeah.
You just never know what's going to upset anybody. So it was even going on back in 1972, 1973, when Elvis started doing Trilogy.
Okay,
Yeah, because that song, if you listen to the song, it's a slave song, it's a Union song, it's a Confederate song. Hence, Trilogy.
Everybody, yeah.
In case anybody doesn't know what that's all about.
Uh-huh.
Well, Elvis was asked about that during the filming of Elvis on Tour, and he explains it, and then we're going to get into American Trilogy.
Okay.
I just thought it was a very good idea, you know. And all I did was just to take it and make the sound and expound on it, you know.
What was incredible to me is that here in American Trilogy, we've got a Union song, we've got basically a black spiritual, and of course we've got a rebel song. And yet that audience is responding from the very first note, and they're taking it all as their music. Did you ever think about how they might or might not react to that?
I didn't think about it until I did it on stage. There's one guy one night that had sat through my entire performance, front table, and he had on a cowboy hat. He sat through the entire show, man. He didn't, there was no reaction much at all. So I started in a Dixie. He stood up and put his hat over his heart. That was it. He sat back down. You know. So just a few funny things would happen. I'd do the song in certain areas and he'd stand up. I'd start doing the other song and he'd sit back down. But I've had a lot of good reaction with it.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Take my stand to live and die for Dixieland. It's where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Holy glory, hallelujah.
I said, I needed you. You said you would always.
stay. It wasn't me who changed but you, and now you go away. Oh, don't you know that now you're gone, and I'm left here on my own. Now I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, I can't help but love you. But believe me, I'll never tie you down. Left alone, just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to feel. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, oh, believe me. Oh, you don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, believe me.
My name is Bruno Neschi, Elvis tribute artist, and I've made my Blue Suede connection.
She moves her hips up to her fingertips, I feel I'm heaven bound. And when she starts to sway, I've gotta say, she really moves the grass around. Rock, a hula baby, rock, a hula baby got a hula loo from the Honolulu. That rock a hula baby of mine. Although I love to kiss my little hula miss, I never get the chance. I want to hold her tight all through the night, but all she wants to do is dance. Rock, a hula baby, rock. A hula baby got a hula loo from Honolulu. That rock a hula baby of mine.
You know, T.L., there's a lot of things that people associate with Elvis. You know, the casual fan or the outsider kind of fan. You know, that people like sideburns or the sunglasses. Or the peanut butter and banana sandwiches, whatever. But one thing that everybody sort of associates Elvis with is pink Cadillacs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that started early on in his life. He was asked one time a little bit about it back in the early days. And let's get his response.
And he no longer has a pink suit. So you had to substitute something pink in your wardrobe, and didn't you get a car?
Well, you can't put the car in a wardrobe, but
I had the car even before I got the suit.
Oh, really. You did? Yeah. So you bought the suit to match the car?
That's right. I kind of thought that would be a gimmick, and really it drew a lot of attention. You know, in fact, it got in a lot of the trade papers about the pink suit and the pink car. But I kind of slacked off on the pink now. But I think the color is changing to purple or something.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but no, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat. Steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Lock it. For the money, two for the show, three to get ready now. Go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue suede shoes, blue suede shoes, yeah, blue suede shoes, baby, blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
As a great philosopher once said, rock and roll is here to stay, it will never die. It sure is alive here on Blue Suede Connection. Yeah, baby!
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck. Let them see by the railroad neck. Won't you wear my ring around your neck? Tell the world I'm yours by heck. Let them know I love you so. And let them know by the railroad neck. Well, they say that going steady is not the proper thing. They say that we're too young to know.
Listening to Blue Suede Connection, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, baby, this is Dean Z, Elvis tribute artist, and I've made my Blue Suede Connection. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old Mo-Evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been a growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done.
Great 60s rocker right there, Little Sister, happening on Blue Suede Connection. We've been talking about all the success Elvis has had in music, and we didn't talk about the movies a whole lot because that's a whole other show, but I will mention this.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis starred in 31 films as an actor and 2 concert documentary films. We know that, Elvis on Tour, and That's the Way It Is.
Right.
All of which enjoyed huge financial success. For a number of years, he was also one of Hollywood's top box office draws, and one of the highest-paid actors in Hollyweird. Did you know that? You knew that, right?
Yes.
His 2 most critically acclaimed films, of course, Jailhouse Rock and King Creole, have become classics of the era.
Oh, nice, yes.
Yeah. His films enjoy a big, very healthy life and successful life today in television syndication.
Yeah, they do.
Anytime there's an Elvis movie on, people watch it. They still show them on AMC, American Movie Classics, and this and that.
I wonder who gets paid for that. I wonder if his estate does.
That's a good question. I do not know the answer to that question.
Hmm.
11 of his movie soundtracks went to the top 10. 4 of them went to number 1.
Hmm.
The G.I. Blues soundtrack was number 1 on Billboard for 10 weeks. And remained on the charts for 111 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Blue Hawaii was number 1 on the charts for 20 weeks and was on the charts for a total of 79 weeks. Mm. That's a lot of time on the charts for a movie soundtrack.
I'm telling you.
Especially. Interesting stuff right there.
Seven lonely days and a dozen times ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go.
with the rain in my shoes, searching for you. To some old gray-bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain. 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 Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head, my pillow's still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your bike again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Children always first to feel the pain and hurt the worst. It's true, but somehow it just don't seem right. 'Cause every time I cry, I know it hurts my little children's soul. I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your bike again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Oh, Daddy. Ball game on a rainy day.
since I got my rain check, shake my head and walk away. Yes, I got my train fare, pack my grip and ride away.
Well, the 2 hours just go so fast, doesn't it?
It does, Danny.
You know, we mentioned today on the show, we shared a lot of the statistics that Elvis had, all the success he had in the U.S., but we also added on that we didn't even get into the other countries.
Right, right.
And we play in, what, 8 different countries besides the U.S.?
Yep.
So we would love to hear from some of those other countries out there that are listening how much you love Elvis, and let us know what you think about him.
Exactly. And the phone number that we give every week, 540-227-0514, does work on WhatsApp. So if you have WhatsApp, which is often used over internationally, you can text or call on that as well.
Right. And some of our first stations were in other countries, like Canada and the UK.
UK and Canada were some of our first countries, yeah.
So please do that. Let us know that you're listening and let us know where you're at. That's very important to us. And it's important to keep Elvis out there. As we said, once again, go to our Facebook page, and our whole mission statement is set right there where you can read it and understand why we do this and why you are so important and need to be a part of it with us.
Exactly. And our website is bluesuedeconnection.com. There is many, many tabs there for countries and states in the U.S. that play us, as well as a listen on demand button.
And don't forget us on YouTube. Come like us and subscribe so we can get music over there, not that's, just bits.
That's
and interviews.
The most important, yeah, most important thing there.
All right, baby, any closing words?
I love you guys. Once again, we're always asking you guys for these things because we know you support us, and we love that you do that, and we love you too. So.
We're going to do it all again next week. Say it with me, baby.
Same back time, same back channel.
wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.